February 17th, 2022. Very happy Martin Luther King Day to everybody out there. Obviously, one of the most inspirational, greatest leaders of not only our lifetime, but anybody's lifetime. Always great to reflect on what he did. My son last year actually became the age where we could talk a little bit more about it, watched many films and you know, stuff on YouTube and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool to see him getting interested in that history and the things that he led to and led others to throughout his lifetime. Great weekend overall. You know, I got to go to the Cowboys game yesterday. I know many people saw that. Obviously not the way I wanted it to go, but man, they just didn't show up. Weren't ready to go from the start. Long day. Went day trip down there. Watched the game. Came back late last night. You know, you can blame refs, all that kind of stuff. Ultimately, it's on them. They just didn't show up to play. 49ers did. So far, kind of a pretty chalky weekend. You know, the Bengals game was good. They covered as a favorite. Bills, I didn't see that one coming. Bills dominated the Patriots. That was probably one of my biggest misses of the week. The had the Bengals two-star highest play of the week. Love them. They get the cover. I like the Cowboys. I thought with the healthy defense and we get, you know, our line was as healthy as it could be. Pollard back. I thought I could see a way the 49ers could definitely win, being physical, running the ball. Debo's very, very special, very important to that team. So I could see all of that. And the Chiefs last night, it looked a little shaky to start out with. I kind of thought maybe we're going to get I faded them for the most part in the three game slate yesterday. So I was sitting pretty good, obviously, going into that game. Was hoping we get kind of an ugly Chiefs win, you know, don't have to put up a lot, cover maybe, you know, like a 20-6 game or something like that was kind of what I was hoping for. But, and it kind of started out that way. You get a pick six for the Steelers. I think the Chiefs had like 4 or 5 punts to start the game, which is uncalled, you know, just crazy for them. Then they just blew them out. So that kind of, there went that three game slate for me. And then of course, the first game, the Buccaneers just dominated the Eagles. The only chance, I like the Bucs. I had them in that teaser that I did. But the only thing I saw, my biggest worry was once the Bucs, if they got ahead, now obviously they're dealing with a lot of injuries and looked like they lost one or two more linemen again. Could they get ahead? And if they did, it was pretty much over because Jalen's not going to be able to throw a lot, get some out of their game plan. So it's been kind of a, you know, pretty, I could see the Bills winning the way they won kind of surprised me. So outside of that, pretty, you know, everything, what I thought. Tonight will be interesting. That's the, you know, major focus of this pod. I'll talk about a little bit of early lines here between the divisional round that's already out and PGA odds for the American Express. I'm back now to the West Coast, the pretty good little Hawaii swing. And I'll talk about the showdown thoughts for tonight. We'll do some picks and wrap this up. Won't be a long one at all. If you missed all the stuff, the announcement I did Saturday morning, go check out that pod. It's not very long. If you want to fast forward through some of it, you can tell where I talked about the announcement and its effects on the community and stuff like that. Super excited for it. Appreciate all the feedback I got. I got a ton of messages, DMs in the Warrior Room and all that kind of stuff. So I'm looking forward to 2022. It's been a pretty good little start here to start out. I went, I think, 8-3-1 in golf matchups this week. NFL has not been good so far. I hit the 2-star, so it's kind of saving us. I got some picks out for tonight. See if we can get the even week on the NFL and let golf carry us on that 8-3-1 matchup week. Right now, you want to come join us. Use the code CUP. Get 20% off any package. Great time to join. We get, like I said, we got NFL tonight. We got NFL again this weekend. PGA in full swing. NASCAR is now, I think, you know, four or five weeks max away. NBA Daily, UFC was back, and a big pay-per-view this Saturday. I know Tommy will have us covered for that. I think he's going to start doing a little podcast as well, so that'll be exciting. A lot of things going on right now as we march to Daytona, the first Millie Maker ever in NASCAR. Then we get the, looks like we're gonna have a Millie Maker for, I can't remember what tournament it is. It just left my mind. It's in February. And maybe Tigers, Riviera. And then we're sure we'll have one for TPC. And then obviously the Masters. We'll start our March to the Masters promo here in a few weeks. I'm buttoning up a few things for that. That's always one of our biggest promos of the year. So looking forward to that. Rate and review us on iTunes. Certainly helps us. Plus, that gets you into the drawing. I'm going to be giving away a diamond level upgraded rewards level for DraftKings. I'm going to do that Super Bowl weekend. I give you 3 months at that level. You get all the bonuses and perks of that. Should be pretty fun. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Helps us out there again. Tell me your favorite captain tonight. A lot of options. This game could go a lot of different ways. I'm actually kind of excited for it. I think it'll be a fun one to watch. I think it'll probably be one of the better games, closer games, and potentially the highest scoring game of the week as well. Underdog, they rolled out a 3-round gauntlet. If you missed the full playoff one, $25 to enter, $200K in prizes, only 9,000 total entries, so not bad, and then $20K to first. So if you want to throw a few in there, use the code GUP, get a dollar-for-dollar match up to $100. So if you put $100 in, get a free $100. You can put 8 entries into that. That's pretty solid. Get your chance at $20,000. I know people in the GC Warrior Room are always talking about those best balls, and I'll have some picks for Underdog a little later in the pod as well. Divisional round that sticks out for me so far, I'll have my official picks, obviously, out on the website. I like the Packers as well as the 49ers played. I think they will struggle to keep up scoring with the Packers. I don't think their D, especially if Bosa's out, which it sounds like he will be. I don't know if they can go toe-to-toe with Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay scoring. Now, if they can somehow keep that low scoring, they certainly have a chance. But I lean the Packers there. We'll see how good Derrick Henry A is, how healthy he is, what his role is going to be. If he's full go and all the way healthy, obviously he's still got to get back in shape, all that kind of stuff. You know, we'll have to monitor it throughout the week. The Bengals definitely can be ran on, so that there's a potential there. But I do think Burrow in that passing game is going to give the Titans all kinds of fits. So I lean the Bengals plus 3.5 right now. Chiefs-Bills will probably be one of the most anticipated games of the weekend. Should be a great one, and I think I think it'll be pretty much a shootout. I think they're going to go toe-to-toe for a while. I kind of lean the over 55 there. And then my last lean would be I think whoever wins tonight, I actually like over the Bucks. And this is simply – I know it looks like one of the linemen for sure are out, but possibly two out. I mean, they're just so depleted. Eventually, it's got to catch up to them, but – it's hard to go against Brady. We'll kind of see what happens tonight, who it's playing, and the line there. That's kind of where I'm at early for those four games. I think it's going to be pretty much I don't know if anybody will be over a touchdown favorite at all this weekend. So it should be a great weekend of football and two more big slates on Saturday and Sunday. My Monday Night Football Showdown thoughts. We got Rams minus 3.5. Over-under is 49.5. That gives you Rams 26.5, Cardinals 23. Darrell Henderson and DeAndre Hopkins are out. That was known. Connor looks to be a true game time decision. Definitely something we need to monitor there. That'll make a difference on how we handle Edmonds, Eno. Edmonds looks full, healthy, ready to go. Eno will be there. It'll just be a matter of how much can Connors do if he's active. You know, if he's active, it really makes a questionable type situation on how we handle it. The Rams backfield, it makes it difficult because, all right, Akers comes in last week, doesn't do much. Were they just getting his feet wet, letting him get loose, get little hits going? And now, I mean, we saw it last night with McKinnon take over. I don't know if that was because Williams was hurt already going into the game or the fumble, and he just got benched. I was driving, so I was just watching it, couldn't really tell. You know, Akers is great. I loved him preseason. Had a lot of stuff on him. I liked him. Had a bunch of rookie cards of his. I thought, man, this could be a good year for him. I think he's much better talent than Michelle on the high side, but the question is, how much will we know before the kickoff to know who to play there? It's definitely going to be something we want to monitor, watching countdown. What do we hear? What do people talk about? The sideline reporters, beat reporters, stuff like that. Van Jefferson, questionable. Looks expected to play tonight. And Rondell Moore's questionable. Looks like he will come back finally from, I think he's missed 3 games now. It's win or go home type situation. So I think these guys will play. for the most part, we know who all is playing. Some of those we'll know the inactives and actives. And really comes down to, especially in this kind of atmosphere, listening. He's going to give it a go. He's going to be limited. Stuff we can hear those big 2 hours leading up to kickoff tonight. I think if Connors is out, I love Edmonds. He's cheap, $5,000. I think he'll get utilized some in the running, but definitely in the passing game, and especially on DraftKings, that's huge for us. Eno's pretty cheap. If there's only a two-man backfield, it looks like Jonathan Ward will probably be inactive. Watch that as well. But if it's basically Edmonds and Eno, I don't mind both of them because they're pretty cheap. Them two combined are cheaper than Connors on the flex side of it. So, you know, I believe that's right, 24 and 5. Yeah, 7,400. And I think Connors is like 9,400 or something like that. So that's probably the biggest question mark to me. Akers and Michelle are going to play. We're just trying to figure out, do we know what they're going to do? And it's mostly a guessing part. Captain-wise, I mean, I like two guys a lot tonight, and I'll probably mix and match them some way. And it's Kyler Murray. I think he's going to run. We've seen some spark here recently that tells me he's not afraid to do it. In a winner-take-all primetime showdown slate, you know, for them, I like him to run a lot tonight, use his legs to open up that passing game. You know, Rams are difficult to run right up the middle again. So, you know, get those guys on the outside, give him some run pass options, stuff like that. And then OBJ, I think OBJ could have a great game in this price level. I like it a lot. Especially if Van Jefferson's somewhat banged up, you know, you get a little bit more look for Beckham. You know, he's finally on a good team. He makes the playoffs. He's got a great quarterback, a decent matchup against the Cardinals. And way almost half the price of Cup. I just don't know. Cup's so highly priced that, I mean, Cup's flex, I think, is more than OBJ's captain price. And yes, on the fear of on DK with the PPR type stuff is that, I mean, Cup could have a monster game. But for the most part, I think I'm just going to play him in flex in certain situations. And I won't be overweight on him in the field. I just hope, you know, he can have his, you know, 22 to 25 point game, and that how much you're spending for him. I don't know if we think it scores like my scripting is, and I think if the game goes over the total, I think it's 49.5. I don't know if that gets there or not, because there'll be so many options of scoring tonight. We'll see. I could be totally wrong there. That's kind of my thoughts. I think Chase Edmonds is also viable at captain if Connors is out, or we think Connors is emergency only or something like that. 7,500 is pretty cheap. I think you throw out some other guys. Ertz is in the mix. Stafford, if you think he spreads the ball out. AJ Green's had a few games. Christian Kirk, you know, all those guys are viable in this type of situation, this slate, where both teams do like to spread out some, but they have their key players. And I think that's what we have to kind of battle tonight. And then how can you build a solid team top to bottom with those pricing? Biggest question marks for sure tonight are going to be the running backs on both sides. Who plays, how much, and how do we guess that pricing? Cam Akers looks great. If it looks like, well, maybe he gets in there and gets rolling, $6,600 could be awfully cheap. Keep an eye on that. Rams secondary is banged up. That definitely makes me like, you know, Kirk going deep. You get an Antonio Wesley, who's a big red zone threat for them. Also, Ertz, you know, sometimes the safety helps on those post routes with the tight end. That could help him. All that stuff's viable. Higbee's coming off a pretty good stretch. You know, he's viable tonight. I don't know about captain, but, you know, definitely in that flex pool. Rondale Moore, like I said earlier, could make it back. Kickers, if you do believe in the high-scoring atmosphere tonight for their price, you know, those guys could have 10, 12 points easy and at that price pay off. There's not, like, a lot of cheap guys to just fill in and hope you get lucky. You know, so paying down for a kicker tonight, Wesley may be popular. Eno, if Connors is out, Eno will be pretty popular at 2,400 on this slate. You know, things like that. So we'll keep an eye on all that. I think it's going to be a great game in general. I'll put my full thoughts on the site if you want to go check it out, and my favorite picks at each situation for this evening. Monkey Knife Fight, link is in the description. Dollar for dollar match up to $100 with the code GUPS, G-U-P-S. I got two things I like tonight. I got over 2.5 TDs between these three guys, Ertz, OBJ, and Edmonds. That's 4x your money. If Connors winds up playing and you're a little scared of the Edmonds side there, another one I like is Sony Michel under 59.5 rushing and Murray over 39.5 rushing. That pays 3.6x on Monkey Knife Fight. Underdog, I mentioned earlier. It's GUP there, just G-U-P. Click the link in the description. Get into some three-round gauntlet action. And then some picks tonight. I like this. This pays 6X. I like Kyler over 40.5 rushing. Ertz over 52.5 receiving. OBJ over 44.5 receiving. Parlay those three over on underdog. That gets you 6X your money. Give you a little bit more bankroll for that gauntlet as we go through the playoffs. PGA, as I mentioned, the American Express. I definitely will have full coverage on Smash Factor. Then we got. I'll have the pods out for Tuesday and Wednesday as well. Initial odds that pop off to me. You know, the top of the board makes this one of those either you're on it or you're not type of deal, right? Loved Matsu last week. Just couldn't get, I'm not 18 to 1 type stuff. And I talked about it, you know, we laugh at 18 to 1 when we love hitting like a, you know, I say even line, but, you know, a minus 110 NFL bet we feel great about, but we're like, oh, 18 to 1 in NFLs. I mean, in PGA, that's not worth it. But we'd love that kind of money, right, in most cases. But I just, I just didn't get there last week. But I did have him in some, you know, two-way things with like him, you know, Quinella-type bets. Gooch was there. He had a chance if it could have been him or Gooch. And I think him and Webb is one I did. Loved him for the leverage in DraftKings. I talked about that a lot. You know, but he's one of the favorites. So that stuff, you know, makes it a little bit more difficult. But he was going to be super low on the lowest owned up there. That's why I liked him. You know, this week you get Rahm and Cantley, two of the best players in the world, two guys that have been, you know, playing really well as, you know, on top of that. So hard to go against them, but you're going to get a lot of good odds. And so that eye candy looks great, but you got to be careful because then you still got great players behind that. Scheffler, Sungjae coming off a rare missed cut. Corey Connors played well last week. Finau, Wolf coming back. Reed, Gooch, Henley, obviously we saw him play well. You know, so a lot of good guys up there. I find it hard that we don't see someone from this top. But with the way the event's structured and the pro-am, all that kind of stuff, sometimes these guys, it can be a long week for them. So just off the top of the box, I like Willie Z, 40 to 1, Ortiz, 70 to 1, Kirk, 80 to 1. Then a couple guys, you know, I like the outright, but this could be good top 20, top 10 type bets. It would be HV3, 100 to 1, and Buckley, 125 to 1. I love Buckley. Smalley's still kind of my young guy I really like, but I talked Buckley up a lot last week and talked him up in Showdown. Definitely like his game. That 125 to 1 should give us a pretty good number on top 20. So those are guys I'd look at. Up top, the low number guys, I'd probably lean, you know, Wolf maybe. You know, I got some connections there. I may see how rusty his game is or if he feels good. You know, Scheffler at 20 seems a little short, but when you got Cantley and Rahm sitting there, you know, it's hard to go there. Those are kind of the guys I'll take a look at. Definitely have some outrights loaded tomorrow. May look at, you know, some of those Quinellas there, do like a either Rahm or Cantley and mix it with some of these other guys to finish second to get a pretty good little payout this week. I'll have full Smash Factor later on as well. Probably later out today, maybe early Tuesday morning, depending on the rest of the day goes. I will have Cup with Gup out tomorrow. Deep dive into the American Express. Final thoughts for the American Express on Wednesday. Thursday, I'll do my normal pod. Thursday, Friday-ish, I'll probably do something with Ryan over the divisional preview. We should have two game slates and probably two pretty good little showdowns for the nightcap. You know, the championship Sunday is awesome. Only two games though, so this is our last kind of doublehead football weekend. I'll have my showstoppers out for both Saturday and Sunday. Then we get championship Sunday next week, a week off, then the Super Bowl. So we're winding down the NFL, but rolling right into all things golf, NASCAR, UFC, NBA is getting hot as we turn the calendar as well. So looking forward to this year. Go check out that pod I did Saturday if you missed it. I hope you guys have a blessed week, and I will see you a little bit later for Smash Factor. Thanks.